Welcome to Working in Teams, Unit 3. Initial tools for teaming, ground rules and action plans for HIT teams. At the end of this unit, the learner will be able to create and describe smart ground rules, develop and refine a team action plan, and establish ground rules and an initial action plan for an HIT team. The outline of this unit is as follows. We'll begin with an overview of team member expectations and how they link to ground rules. Then we'll look at setting team ground rules, smart ground rules, and have some examples of ground rules, ending in an activity where you will develop ground rules. We'll then look at the development of an action plan, its purpose and elements, and some tools that can assist in action plan development. We'll end that section with an activity where you will create an action plan. We'll look at a few other tools for teaming, and then you'll have an opportunity in another activity to create ground rules for a specific HIT team. Finally, we'll end with a summary and conclusion of this unit. Team member expectations and ground rules. A legendary coach and mentor to basketball players for decades, the late John Wooden, writes about his leadership and team building experiences in his book, The Essential Wooden. In that book, he states that in order to establish anything as a leader and to build your team, you must really believe in what you are doing. In fact, all team members must believe in what they are doing. But if you have a question in your mind, the team is going to question it as well, and it'll be a pretty rough time. Each member of the team must believe in what they're doing. If they're in doubt, it's time to start thinking about change. Coach Wooden also sets some guidelines and rules for the numerous teams that he had coached or been on over the years. He provides 6 rules for creating an effective team, and those rules are on screen now. Setting team ground rules. When a team first starts working together, they cannot just focus on getting the work done, but they must consider how the work will get done. Ground rules are consciously established to help individual members decide how to act. And the rules are an important tool for helping individuals function together as a team. They address how individuals should treat each other, communicate, participate, cooperate, and in all cases coordinate their joint activity. These rules reflect what is important to the team members about how they will work together. They may be used to define and standardize team procedure, the use of time, work assignments, meeting logistics, preparation, minutes, discussion, creativity, reporting, problem solving, and handling conflicts. These fall into one of 3 elements: rules that are focused on tasks, rules that are focused on the activities that will be carried out, and rules that are focused on norms. Where clear ground rules are missing, natural behavior patterns often emerge spontaneously. Those are what we refer to as norms. Ground rules should be established as early as possible, preferably at the first meeting. All team members should be involved in, provide input, and agree with the ground rules. Remember, your team members can be coming from diverse backgrounds with multiple perspectives, and this is the opportunity to establish some consistent parameters. Consider your previous experience in working in teams and what has worked well and what hasn't. Determine how you would like to see this team work. Write down the agreed-upon ground rules and publish them to all team members. All members of the team must be diligent in following and reinforcing these rules through reminders, team process checks, as the team works together. The team can determine a process monitor to ensure that ground rules are followed and are effective. This is a good example of a predefined team role that can be assigned on a rotating basis. That is, you may be process monitor for 1 week and someone else has the next week. This gives credence to the process and helps keep things on track. Updates may be required to the ground rules as you proceed further along your path towards success. Here are some examples of setting team ground rules. Ground rules should be clear, concise, and consistent. They also should be agreed to by everyone on the team, followed, reinforced, and updated. And those four final elements might best be monitored by an individual called a process monitor. This was mentioned on the previous slide. Here are four specific elements or areas that the process monitor could be watching during their week of week playing the role of process monitor. Again, the suggestion is that this be a rotating responsibility. It gives everyone an opportunity to really delve into the value of each of the ground rules, and it gives credence to the process, helps keep things on track, and gives each team member who has the responsibility during that week a higher level of awareness and a better appreciation for the power of ground rules. We have discussed how important ground rules are for your team and the process around writing and maintaining them. Now let's dive a little deeper regarding how the ground rule is written, the clarity of the ground rules. When creating your team ground rules, they should be written as SMART: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. Think of a ground rule, something that you believe would help a team be successful. Is it specific? Is it a clear statement of what you want to achieve? If it is too broad, break it down into smaller chunks. Something that is very specific, it will help you gain clarity, direction, motivation, and focus. It will also help you to assess and maintain the delivery on that ground rule. Measurable. Does it include decisive factors which can be quantified, can allow you to determine your progress toward goal attainment? Decisive factors can include an amount, number, extent, size, or frequency. Attainable. Is it realistic enough to be within your or your team's reach? Consider if achievement of this goal will be possible under your typical working conditions. Relevant. Is it related or linked to the essential tasks or functions that your team has before it? Timely. Is it able to be accomplished within the time frame that has been established? If you can work these SMART ground rules into the pattern for your team development, your team will be well on its way toward a successful outcome. Although each team should be setting their own ground rules, and it should be one of the first things, if not the first thing, they do, here's an example of one team's set of ground rules. These ground rules are very specific to the purpose and project orientation of this team. Your ground rules should be specific to your project and the orientation of the team, as well as be somewhat fitting or aligned with the cultural implications of your organization. Activity 1, developing ground rules using personal reflection. First, consider a team you were a member of that was a very positive and successful team experience. List between 4 and 6 key reasons you believe that team experience to be positive and successful. Next, consider a team you were a member of that was not a positive nor a successful team experience. And as before, list between 4 and 6 key reasons you believe that team experience to be neither positive nor successful. Now that you have reflected on your own experiences with teams, both positive and not so positive, spend some time researching what others have provided as guidelines or ground rules for working in teams. Write an abstract, 200 words maximum, that displays insights from 2 independent reference sources. Next, develop a listing of 6 key ground rules that you would recommend be considered by your next team, and you should do this having reflected upon your experiences with positive and not so positive teams and the experience you gained from doing the research on this topic. Why create an action plan? Well, perhaps Ben Franklin's statement is well worth a look. By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. If you do fail to plan, you will run into many situations that could otherwise be avoided. The action plan should drive your initial action by the team, but it should also serve to clarify the mission and end goal of the team throughout the progress of the project. It should designate specific tasks with specific dates and specific people who are responsible. Now that you have set clear team ground rules and know how the team is going to work together, it is important to take the time to be clear on what the team is going to work on. It can be as simple as a clearly defined SMART goal, or as complex as the project scope for a multi-year, multi-phased global initiative. What is key here is that whatever you are working on, the team is clear regarding the exact goal or what the parameters or scope of the project is. This sets the same expectations for all team members, allowing everyone to understand and work to the same end. Also, the more you understand your goal, the more comfortable you will feel undertaking it. Take the time up front to clarify this by asking the simple questions: who, what, where, when, and how. This is the basis for developing the initial action plan. Include not only what is part of the goal, but what is not part of the goal or in scope. This will help decrease misunderstanding and wasted effort if a team member with good intent puts effort toward work that does not fall within the goal. There are many types of plans that can fall under the umbrella of action plans. A basic action plan template that states who, what, when, where, how, that can be used as a reference or updated as you go, like this one. There are work breakdown structures, PERT charts, Gantt charts, and other project management frameworks used in project management. But there are also project management software packages like MS Project that can show actions, resources, timeframes, milestones, critical paths, cost tracking, and produce a number of charts and graphs mentioned previously. There are many tools to choose from, and you and your team can determine what is right for you to meet your team's goals. Keep in mind, some organizations already have set process documents that you can use. Or if there is someone you know who has run a successful project, ask them what templates they have used. Or you can search the internet. There are many templates to choose from. Of course, keep in mind that each project is unique, and you will have to find the right process templates that work for your needs and your team members. A good example is in the template above. There is a column for Originator. This was customized based on historical experience of being halfway into a project, seeing a specific action and no one being able to remember who requested that action. Knowing who requested it, you can go back to that individual to revise or revisit. It's a priority. Another template tool that can be used is the work breakdown structure. It is often used in project management. This tool is designed to help break down a project into manageable chunks that can be effectively estimated and managed. It can be viewed as a representation of the high-level tasks and a great one-page bird's-eye view, expressing your team's goal in simple graphic terms. Once you have determined your ground rules, the WBS can be a great team activity to help determine and/or confirm the high-level requirements necessary for your project. It is also a great team activity which allows all team members, or if it is a large team, representation from each area, to add input, voice their opinions, note gaps, see how their responsibilities on the project could impact others downstream, who they will need to coordinate their efforts with, and get a chance to hear from other team members regarding their perspectives. This exercise can be done on a piece of paper, or you can take a wall or whiteboard and use post-it notes to block out the requirements. Move blocks around depending on priority or the need to consolidate ideas. And you can also then write on the blocks to see obvious dependencies and who will be taking responsibility. A Gantt chart is a type of bar chart that illustrates a project schedule broken down by descriptive tasks. Gantt charts illustrate the start and finish dates of each individual task. Some Gantt charts also show the dependency relationship between activities. Gantt charts can be used to show current schedule status using percent complete shadings, as reflected by the black bar within each task. The chart is commonly known after Henry Gantt, who designed his chart around the years 1910 to 1915. Gantt charts have become a common feature of web-based applications, including collaborative groupware. This chart is also used in information technology to represent data that has been collected. A PERT chart is a graphic illustration of a project as a network diagram consisting of numbered or lettered nodes, either circles or rectangles, representing events or milestones in the project, linked by vectors, directional lines, representing tasks in the project. The direction of the arrows on the lines indicates the sequence of tasks. PERT stands for Program Evaluation Review Technique. The PERT chart is sometimes preferred over the Gantt chart because it clearly illustrates task dependencies. On the other hand, the PERT chart can be much more difficult to interpret, especially on complex projects. There are many different types of information gathering and process merging tools. It is well worth your time to do a little research online or ask your colleagues which types have worked for them in different situations. Now that we have had a chance to look at the various tools and methods for developing action plans, it's time to put this into practice. Consider a project or an important event that you have ahead of you. Use one of the approaches listed above to develop an action plan you believe would be the most appropriate combination of individual tasks necessary toward successfully accomplishing the project or the event. After developing the plan, reflect on why you used the specific tools you selected. We have discussed ground rules and action plans. These are just two of the tools available to you and your team to document and clarify information and expectations that you will need to meet in order to reach your team's mission and goals. Other tools include meeting agendas, meeting minutes, and various tables and templates to maintain information around your HIT-specific project. While documentation may seem time-consuming, especially when your project is on a tight schedule and it seems an easy thing to discard, it does establish and maintain the framework for your team. By taking the time to plan appropriately and document effectively, and if you use these tools consistently, they will be respected as the framework documents for the team, aligning individual expectations to team expectations, and setting a tone for clear communication. This can go a long way to reducing errors, confusion, frustration, and lost productivity. When you find a template that works for you, you have customized it to meet your needs, keep it in a toolkit ready for use on future projects.
Unit Assessment. Developing ground rules and action plans for health IT teams. Providers of an outpatient clinical facility are requesting an upgrade to the current ordering system to include the latest feature of e-prescribing. This will include an upgrade of both software and hardware of the current system to offer this feature. All providers will use this system for writing patient prescriptions and sending the prescriptions to any of the 50,000 regional pharmacies depending on patient requests. This health IT team composition is as follows: one office manager, two nurses, and one secretary receptionist. Unit Assessment, Part 2, Developing Ground Rules and Action Plans for Health IT Teams. Features of the system should include, but not limited to, ability to write prescriptions based on the local formulary of medications, print or transfer prescription either by fax or electronic interface to the pharmacy of the patient's choice, ability to store a medication history for each patient, including active, inactive, and discontinued medications, when medications were last prescribed, upcoming needs for prescriptions, workflow allowing ancillary personnel to take phone requests for new or refill medication orders for the prescriber to approve before being sent to the pharmacy, upload of third-party information about regional pharmacies, and real-time insurance verification for allowed medications based on insurance coverage. The requirements set by the clinic for e-prescribing will drive the action plan. The team composition again is as follows: one office manager, two nurses, one secretary receptionist. Your tasks are as follows. You are to create initial ground rules for the team. Secondly, you are to create an action plan with the mentioned resources and divide the tasks among the team, assign deliverable due dates, and determine when those deliverable dates are slipping.
This unit has provided you with much foundational content for setting up your team. To have an effective, productive team, smart ground rules need to be set by the team. This will ensure that all members are on board with the task, the work ahead, and how the work will be completed. When team members have input in forming the ground rules, ownership is much easier to be kept and maintenance of those rules much easier to be performed. An action plan for the team is an important element, as you have learned. In this unit, we identified several strategies to help you develop your team action plan. Finally, a variety of other tools for team performance have been provided. Good luck to you as your teamwork continues to evolve. Don't forget that ground rules and action plans should be number one and number two as you begin your mission as a team.